listener production.
Currently 14 degrees around Hobart. Good afternoon, I'm Rachel Burke. Another positive sign, the RBA could hit pause on rate hikes next week. More steam has come out of the country's job market, with vacancies falling again last month. But the ABS says they're still double what they were 3 years ago before the start of the pandemic. A fresh push for a wage rise for Australia's lowest paid workers. The ACTU is wanting a 7% increase after inflation data came in at 6.8%. The union's Sally McManus says that's what's needed just to cover the essentials like rent and groceries.
One in four people are skipping meals as a means of saving money. So people avoid going to the doctor because they don't want bills out of that too. And obviously if your car breaks down, not having the money to fix it.
Meantime, Hobart's rental crisis continues to hit the state's most vulnerable. The St. Vincent de Paul Society of Tasmania has seen a doubling of people seeking assistance as more people are being evicted from their homes. CEO Heather Kent says they're here to listen and help get families back on track.
We can help with budgeting. We can provide immediate emergency relief with regard to food and clothing. And we can also work with other providers, for example, NILS for the No Interest Loan Scheme or Anglicare, who can join us in offering support around budgeting and sometimes provide interim payments.
And Medicare cards are going digital. 1 million Aussies will be given access to them on their phones from today. Alistair Clarkson won't be on the joint flight home with Hawthorn following their clash in Tassie on Saturday. The North Melbourne coach believes it isn't the right move given the ongoing racism probe, of which he's a central figure. Clarko added he's not bruised by his messy exit from the club that saw Sam Mitchell take over as coach.
Just because of what's transpired in the last couple of years, That doesn't diminish the memories that I've got, the relationships that I've got. And, yeah, we're not going to let that get in the road.
Carlton's Sam Walsh is nearing a return. He joined the main group at training today as he battles to overcome a back injury.